It's no secret the state of the agricultural economy, not in the best of conditions, as all of you producers well know. Now, there are many ideas that you might want to consider in, quote, navigating the struggling farm economy. In fact, that is the title of a series of workshops that K-State Research and Extension will be putting on. The Department of Agricultural Economics at the university staging these, coming up in December and running through February at several locations around Kansas. Joining us now, two of the participants in these workshops. Alan Featherstone is the head of the Department of Agricultural Economics at K-State, and Michael Taylor is a research and extension agricultural economist with the university. Now, Alan, you were with us here some time back talking over the condition of the farm economy, and the numbers are very clear and the atmosphere is very clear. It is a difficult time.
Yes, it is a difficult time, Eric. The farm income in 2015 was as low as it's been since 1985. The repayment capacity of farmers was as low as it was in 1981. And so when you start talking about the 1980s and comparisons, that's not a good comparison to be making. And so one of the things that might be a little bit better is hopefully there'll be the opportunity for farmers to get ahead of this as opposed to being overtaken by the economic conditions.
And that's more or less the intent of these meetings, to help producers get on top of the situation before it worsens?
Yes, that's certainly the goal in terms of if adjustments need to be made. Certainly, they're much easier to do over a longer period of time. They're also easier to do earlier in the cycle as opposed to later in the cycle. For example, if land needs to be sold in order to help a farmer get through the cycle, land prices, while they've fallen some, are still at pretty good values. Selling land early as opposed to waiting perhaps after land falls a bit more certainly would provide opportunities for those producers that may find themselves in that difficult position.
Well, let's talk then about this series of meetings at eight sites around the state, well distributed throughout Kansas. So there's an opportunity for producers from end to end in the state to take in one of these. And they, again, Michael, will revolve around these identified top 10 considerations to navigate the farm economy currently. What are those?
So we're going to begin with just simply an overview of the farm financial situation to give everybody that attends, including landlords and lenders and as well as producers, just an idea of where we sit today, how that compares historically. Then some of the specific topics we're going to go into are some finance issues like working capital and restructuring debt, answering questions like how long can I afford to lose money on rented ground? What are some opportunities to save on production costs and enterprise diversification. We're also going to be looking at managing machinery expenses, the safety nets, including crop insurance and government payments, income tax management, which is a pretty big deal in these times when we're looking at potentially losing quite a bit of money. And then asking perhaps some personal questions about, you know, timing with regard to retirement or transition planning. We've had a lot of farm families looking at bringing in another generation, and some of those plans might have to be altered a little bit given the current situation. And finally, we're going to look at family living expenses, and then throughout the entire day, spend a lot of time just pointing people to different types of resources that are available through K-State, through FSA, and through, you know, other entities that might be able to help them depending on their particular situation.
But this is quite a comprehensive program, isn't it? It's touching upon several key matters of interest to producers at the moment.
Right. Well, it's an entire day of economics. And one of the goals of this program, like we said, is to sort of give people the opportunity to hear what some of the different strategies are for dealing with input costs, negotiating rental rates, so on and so forth, and then have the time to go home and implement them. So this isn't just a meeting for people who are, you know, in some kind of a financial crisis. That's not what this is about. This is really about giving people some tools to avoid, you know, future negative outcomes.
And Alan, you and Michael and the team have enlisted all of the expertise that's available from agricultural economics at K-State to contribute to these programs.
Yes, we certainly have a broad number of individuals that will be talking about the topics. Art Barnaby will be talking about the safety nets. Greg Hadley will be talking about the transition planning type things, and there'll be a number of other faculty that will be able to make most or all of the sessions. And so we'll do a little bit of mix and match on some of them due to people's travel schedules and that. But it will be a broad departmental activity.
And your intent here is to get into all of this information in a swift fashion, that is, from early in the morning until mid-afternoon, but yet have enough opportunity for those attending to bring up their specific questions and situations.
Right? Yeah, certainly there will be time to interact with the presenters and certainly get more in-depth questions. Also, there'll be some break time where they'll be able to interact with the speakers. I think the key thing is we're entering a situation where I think it's important for people to plan for 2 or 3 years. Previously, we've been maybe able to just plan for the next year and be okay. But given the situation we're in now, unless the farm economy rebounds quickly, we may be in a cycle where these times are difficult for 2 or 3 years. And so while an operation may be in great shape now, there's some things they can do to make sure that when the cycle does move more favorably, they'll be positioned to take advantage of those economic conditions at that point in time.
Very good. Well, this is a unique opportunity for producers to tap into the great expertise on all of these topics that K-State provides out of the Agricultural Economics Department. In a moment, we'll list the dates and locations for each of these sessions. But the easiest way to register would be what?
Either contacting your local county extension agent to find out if there is a program near you, or to go to agmanager.info. And under events, we have this particular meeting series listed, and it gives links to every one of the locations so that you can find out, you know, exactly what the start time is, exactly where we're having it. In most cases, because this is a full-day workshop, there'll be a lunch offered, so most of them will have some kind of a small fee for attending to cover the cost of lunch.
Very good. And it's the type of program, in closing, that you, Alan, and Micah would like producers to understand is something of a specialty because of the situation at hand. This is not your run-of-the-mill series, in other words.
No, certainly we've put in these presentations together, kind of dealing with the situation at hand. And hopefully this is a series that will help producers through this difficult period. And hopefully the period will be short and we'll be able to talk about funner times in agriculture again.
Well, we'll give the details in just a moment as to those specifics. Thanks to the both of you and good luck with this series coming up soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
Once again, we're talking about a series of meetings covering the top 10 considerations to navigate the struggling farm economy put on by K-State Agricultural Economics. Michael Taylor and Alan Featherstone from that department will be among the many agricultural economists contributing to those out of K-State. Here are the locations and the dates for these set up. December the 7th in Olathe, December the 15th in Parsons, then January the 18th of the new year in Salina, following day the 19th of January in Topeka. Further ahead in February, then, 4 sessions, the 6th in Hayes, February 7th in Dodge City, the 8th of February in Colby, and lastly, February the 15th in El Dorado. As noted earlier, all details on agmanager.info, or you can contact those host extension offices at those locations for further specifics on exact meeting locations. And while we're talking about agricultural economics-oriented educational opportunities, K-State Research and Extension is hosting as well a string of grain marketing strategy workshops all throughout Kansas in the coming weeks. In fact, there are 3 of those directly ahead in the early part of December. Next Monday, the 5th, in far southwest Kansas, Plains to be exact. Then Tuesday the 6th in Argonia, south central Kansas, and Monday the 12th in Russell. At those sessions will be a frequent guest here on this broadcast, grain market economist Dan O'Brien of K-State Research and Extension. At each of those 3, Dan will be covering in full grain market supply and demand and the price analysis, grain pricing and risk management strategies, and grain and oilseed crop bioenergy production and market trends, as well as the profitability of irrigated and dry land cropping systems. Once more, K-State's Dan O'Brien at each of those meetings, Monday the 5th at Plains, Tuesday the 6th of December, Argonia, and Monday, December the 12th in Russell. Also, Dan will be featured at still more grain marketing strategy workshops throughout Kansas with the coming of the new year. January 10th, Smith Center, the 19th in Norway, then February the 9th in St. John, February 14th in La Crosse, the 21st of February in Scott City, the 22nd in Goodland, and the 23rd of February in Waukini. Touch base with your local Extension agricultural agent for details on each of these grain marketing strategy workshops hosted by K-State Research and Extension, with K-State's Dan O'Brien on hand at each of those to answer your questions.